Doctors in Vermont and across the country are getting introduced to a new tool for treating opioid addiction. It's an implant. Four tiny plastic rods inserted into a patient's arm deliver a steady dose of buprenorphine. The drug counters the craving for heroin or other opioids. Dr. Patty Fisher with the UVM Medical Center is one of many doctors across Vermont working to address the opioid crisis.
I think this is a great idea. I think this is going to be much easier for providers and much easier for patients.
And now a group of physicians has been trained on how to use the new probuphine implant. VPR's Lynn McCray has more.
On a sunny weekend this summer, about a dozen doctors sat inside a hotel conference room. They practiced inserting four thin, one-inch plastic rods into a hunk of raw pork tenderloin, a stand-in for the human arm.
This is going in the inner part of the upper arm.
Their instructors were doctors brought in by Braeburn Pharmaceuticals, which makes the probuphine implant.
I like to tell my students that it's almost like a piece of spaghetti that's al dente.
One of the people taking the training is Dr. Mitch Miller, who works in prisons in Springfield and Windsor. He says inmates with addiction issues who meet certain criteria are allowed to continue on medication-assisted treatment. Currently, that's a pill or dissolvable strip.
There are some advantages to the implantable buprenorphine compared with the strips or the pills. So it's not clear to me how this is going to pan out, but I felt this was a good place to come and get certified for this procedure, and then we'll see what the future brings.
One of the biggest concerns for doctors prescribing buprenorphine to any patient is that the drug can get diverted and sold on the street. Dr. Patty Fisher of UVM Medical Center says she doesn't know how big a problem it is, but that it is a problem.
But I do think some patients are probably on prescribed 16 milligrams a day, and they might take one film and sell the other film. They can sell them for $25 on the street. I do think it happens not infrequently.
Fisher has been working over the past year to get more doctors involved in treating patients who need medication for their addiction.
I would hope maybe more providers might be willing to prescribe to more patients if it became easier to do so, if you were less worried about aberrant behavior, less worried about diversion, less worried about somebody stopping their medication, you know, their buprenorphine and then using, you know, I would think this takes out a lot of the worry.
So clean, draped, anesthetic.
Dr. John Brooklyn, who runs the Howard Center's methadone program, is getting certified today on inserting the implant. But he's already familiar with how it works.
And going at a 20-degree angle.
Brooklyn says he was part of some of the studies on the implant before it was approved by the FDA.
So I have patients who have been on the implants that I'm taking care of, and so as soon as it becomes available, they're going to want to go back on implants.
Those are patients, Brooklyn says, who have regular jobs, like working in an office or on a construction site. For them, the implant is far more convenient than having to make constant visits to the pharmacy. But cost is another issue. When compared to a monthly prescription, Brooklyn says the six-month probuphine implant is nearly three times more expensive.
While it's a wonderful treatment, it's not going to solve much for us in Vermont because we have so many people who are already in treatment. This just offers, for those people who are stable, a situation where they don't have the issue of going to the pharmacy and the embarrassment of having to present and take medicine every day. So it's probably a narrow niche.
A narrow niche for now, but that niche could expand. Brooklyn and other doctors in Vermont are waiting to see whether or for how much the state's Medicaid program and large health insurers will cover the implant. For VPR News, I'm Lynn McCray.